Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Plans are moving forward for West Bend's second Quick Trip. Mayor Craig Sedonico says the traffic analysis the Plan Commission requested shows the intersection of South Main and Decorah should be able to handle the increased traffic.
There was some concern about exactly what kind of traffic Quick Trip would generate. You know, we know it's a pretty popular place, and convenience stores like that generate fair amount of traffic, especially across from Badger Middle School. So the Plan Commission, I think, correctly asked Quick Trip to go out and do an independent study on the traffic impact to the area. A study came back that intersection was built to handle this type of traffic. Now, no doubt about it, in the morning, half hour before school starts and a half hour when school's out, it's a congested place regardless. But those intersections were built to handle this type of traffic. So Plan Commission looked favorably upon the development. It'll be good to see that corner cleaned up.
Quick Trip will be tearing down the former Walgreens on that corner. The new store is expected to open next year. Sentencing has been set for December 13th for a 17-year-old Milwaukee man who was part of an August home invasion and car theft in the village of Richfield. In Washington County Court yesterday, Corey G. Williams pled no contest to a felony burglary charge. A second charge of theft was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The sheriff's office received a 911 call just before 12:30 on the morning of August 1st after the 61-year-old and 58-year-old couple heard a noise inside their home in the 3200 block of Conestoga Trail. They confronted a man in an interior doorway and chased him out of the house. Williams was one of four men arrested by ATF agents in Milwaukee. A Dodge County jury found a 50-year-old Watertown man guilty of first-degree reckless homicide for supplying Holly Nails with a lethal dose of heroin. Terrence Yonke gave the heroin to Gabriel Brandel, who then injected Nails with the drug, causing her death. Brandel was convicted in November of 2016 of first-degree reckless homicide for his part in Nails' death. Yonke was also convicted of maintaining a drug house and heroin trafficking. He'll be sentenced on January 8th.